Encourage you to turn with me to Psalm 101. Psalm 101. I believe we need to be determined in our lives, determined to, first of all, as God's children, that we would be determined that we would serve Him. And we would do what was right in His sight. I think we need to be determined every day to do those things that are good and right. And do those things that would glorify God. In Psalm 101, David is the author of this psalm. And he is determined about several different things as he writes in Psalm 101. This evening, I'd just like to bring to your attention four things that we can look at, and four things that David is determined about, and that we might adopt those to ourselves. In other words, to make what he's determined about what we should be determined about. And I want to suggest to you, if we would adopt these things, then it would be for our good as far as our relationship with God is concerned. So we'll just begin this evening. And the first one I want to look at is what David says, that I will, in verse 2, well, maybe it'd just be good if we just read the whole psalm. It's only 8 verses. Wouldn't take very long to do that. David says, I will sing of mercy and justice. For you, O Lord, I sing praises. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when you will come to me. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart and shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. Then one who has a haughty heart look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early I will destroy the wicked of the land. Then I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. So the first thing I believe that David is determined about in verse 2, when he says, I will behave wisely in a perfect way. And you may notice that he uses that word, the New King James uses that word perfect, which means blameless. Now he is going to behave. The English Standard Version of the Bible says, I will ponder wisely in a blameless way. And you get the idea that what he is saying here is that he says, I will think about what I'm doing. I will be wise about it. I will think about it. And I will think to decide that I will be blameless before God. I will think before I act. And we always remember that actions have consequences. I will think before I speak. We could all learn that lesson. The words once spoken cannot go back in. And they're often remembered for a long, long time. David is determined he's going to conduct himself in a way that he is going to be blameless. I will think before I react. Reacting rashly does no good. So we need to think about it. And so David, first, I believe, is determined that he is going to be wise in his actions. He's going to think about things that he's going to think that I'm going to be blameless before God. Number two, as we look at this, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. That's in verse 2, in the latter part of verse 2. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. We might think about it this way, and we might say it this way. I will walk with integrity of heart. I would walk with integrity. I would not give in to temptation toward hypocrisy. I would not give in to temptations toward dishonesty. I would not give in to temptations toward being double-minded and saying one thing, doing another thing, don't do what I say and not what I do, and that sort of thing. I will seek the Lord in the path which is right with my whole heart. David is being determined. This is what he's going to do. Number three, I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. And you may have a footnote in your New King James Version Bible that says, for wicked, it says worthless. I will set nothing worthless before my eyes. There are so many worthless things that could grab our attention every day. Every day, so many things that would be that will could distract us. This world is full of those things which are vanities and distractions, and it seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse all the time because we have access to so many things now that a few years ago we didn't have. And so we're not going to let those things distract us, and we're going to stay away from those things. We're not going to look at those things, and we're not going to let their thoughts become our thoughts. I will not allow anything to take my eyes off the giver of life, which is God Almighty, and He gives us joy and peace and hope, and we set our eyes on things that are above, not on the things of the earth. David is determined. This is the way he's going to behave. This is the way he's going to act. Number four, I will not know wickedness. Isn't that a good one? I will not know it. I will not have it in my life. I will not be a part of it. I will not know what it is to what wickedness is. Verse 4, the latter part of verse 4. I will not know wickedness. David was determined to walk in the light because God is light. That He is the light. And he was determined to be holy as God is holy. And how that He instructs us that we be holy too. And so we would not let wickedness, we would not know it, know what it is, or know anything about it. And try our best to be holy each day of our lives. As we look at these four things, we get an idea that David was so determined about these things. Things that we need to be determined about too. That we can look at this and say, David knew if he would do what he says in these things, that he would be closer to God and that he would be faithful unto God. And this is what God would desire. He knew that. And we need to understand that too. I want to suggest to you, if we would adopt these things into our lives, and that if we would live like David was determined to live, our days would be better. Every day would be better. Perhaps there are those in the audience who have not rendered obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want to encourage you to do so. This is your time. This is your time to do that. If you, believing in God and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, were willing to confess your belief and your faith in Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you'd be repenting of your sins and leaving the old man behind and the sins behind, and that you would be baptized for the remission of sins, even this evening, you can do that, and be determined every day of your life to live close to God. If you need to respond to the invitation of our Lord, we encourage you to come as we stand and sing.